Welcome to Gainsborough Old Hall. Fighting for Tolerance. Separatists in Gainsborough. The pilgrim story begins with a group of religious dissenters, known as separatists because they believed it was necessary to separate from the Church of England. Many of these people came from the area around North Nottinghamshire. Persecuted in England, these separatists began to move to Holland in 1607, and it is people from this group, together with other colonists, who made the journey to America on the Mayflower in 1620.
The Port of Gainsborough. Gainsborough was an important inland port in the 16th and 17th centuries. It was a route to the North Sea and the place from where the separatists could plan their escape.
Escape to Holland. To escape the persecution, some of the separatists decided to flee to Holland. Thomas Helwys, a wealthy sympathiser, hired a boat called the Francis to collect some of them and to take them along the River Trent to the Humber. Some of them walked to Stallingborough Creek, where they were taken on board a Dutch ship. However, the authorities discovered the plan. The women and children were forced to stay behind after getting stuck in small boats at low tide, but they were eventually released and reunited with the men in Amsterdam.
Famous visitors. The Old Hall has hosted some famous visitors. Both King Richard III and King Henry VIII are thought to have stayed here. John Wesley came from nearby Epworth. Founder of the Methodist movement, he preached here in the 1700s.
The Ray Sisters. The Ray family were an aristocratic family from Lincolnshire with Puritan sympathies. Sir William and his sisters Isabel and Frances played an important role in the story of the separatists, helping to create a network of like-minded individuals. Sir William Ray supported the radical Puritan preacher John Smith, who believed Ray to be the principal patron of godly religion in Lincolnshire. Both Isabel and Frances were influential in ensuring that godly young men were supported through university and then into suitable parishes.
The Hickman family. Gainsborough Old Hall dates from the 1460s. Puritan Sir William Hickman and his mother Rose owned Gainsborough Old Hall from 1596. It is believed that they were sympathetic to the separatist cause, and they may have allowed the group led by John Smith to worship in secret at the hall.
John Merton. A member of the Gainsborough congregation, John Merton, fled to Holland with John Smith, the separatist leader, and another supporter, Thomas Helwys. When Smith and Helwys subsequently quarrelled, Merton sided with Helwys. Merton, like Helwys, was a leading Baptist. He believed in religious freedom and the separation of spiritual from political authority. This was a dangerous view to hold at a time when the monarch had complete power. Merton wrote a number of books that influenced later writers and thinkers, including Roger Williams, who later founded the colony of Providence in Rhode Island, America.
Pilgrim's Trail. This trail connects historic sites across three counties, where the origins of the separatist story begin. To help us understand why the pilgrims embarked on the Mayflower voyage in 1620, the trail tells of the dramatic events that forced them to flee. Find out more about Gainsborough's role in the pilgrim story at Gainsborough Old Hall and in the United Reformed Church's Mayflower Room.